Why did Walter Gropius, the director of the Bauhaus, set up a workshop for his art school in Dornburg, 25 kilometers away from Weimar? There are probably two crucial reasons for this. Firstly, a lack of space in Weimar, as the town had become the political center and constitutional site of the young republic. For a short time, a room in the Schmidt Kiln factory in Weimar can be used for the Bauhaus pottery. However, this collaboration, which is not really successful for either party, ended at the start of March 1920. Now Gropius searches for new premises for his ceramic department. Dornburg offers plenty of space. Rooms on the ground floor of the empty royal stables are fitted out for the pottery. The former servants' quarters in the attic floor are used as rooms for the students. The so-called Cavalier's House, with a castle kitchen and rooms for noble visitors, which also formed part of the Baroque complex of buildings, is also used by the students and teachers of the Bauhaus School.
Each of us then picked out one of the small rooms to live in. The rooms and the doors had just been painted in different colours, and the place looked cheerful, when in summer all the doors were open and the long corridor looked resplendent in light blue, pink, light green, yellow, and so on. We were also allowed to furnish our rooms with old furniture, which was stored in the attic of the Renaissance Goethe Castle. Each of us was given a bed with a straw mattress, a table, two chairs, and a chest of drawers made of simple painted wood, which apparently had been part of the former coachman's furnishings. There was also a very nice cherry wood empire sofa with horsehair cushions covered in black damask. Anyone who wanted one could also have a three-section folding screen, beautifully covered in coloured chintz, the pattern of which must have dated back to Goethe's time. This chintz was eminently suitable for making curtains and masked costumes.
Initially, there is no capable master potter in Weimar. The Bauhaus workshops are headed up by two masters with the aim of allying art and craft. Artistic training is provided by the form master. Technical training is provided by a master craftsman, the works master. Once again, Dornburg provides an ideal solution. The traditional pottery on the Breitenstraße run by the brothers Max and Karl Krehan. In spite of the high quality craftsmanship that it produces, this pottery is struggling with sales and also suffers from considerable problems obtaining clay and wood. Krehan's openness to new ideas and his economic situation probably lead to his willingness to enter into an employment relationship with the art school. Consequently, the message that Gropius sends to Max Krehan by telegram on the 13th of October 1920 reads, "You are now the head of the ceramic workshop." The old Krehan workshop on the Breitenstraße continues to operate. This is where the Krehan brothers trained the novice Bauhaus students and continued to produce traditional ceramics for sale. The proceeds go to the Bauhaus and flow back partly in the form of masters and apprentices' salaries.